Good evening.
晚上好。
Good evening.
晚上好。
Everybody doing well?
大家都过得很好吗？
All right. You know what I like about Thursday night Thanksgiving evening?
你知道我在星期四感恩节晚上。
Is that I know that you really want to be here.
我知道你们一定很愿意在这里。
Because there are lots of other places to be.
因为有很多其他的好的地方可以去。
But you've chosen to be here tonight.
但是你选择到这里，在今天晚上。
He is going to honor that.
因为神今天要尊荣这个。
He is going to honor that.
他要尊荣这个。
You know, just because we've stopped singing praise, it does not mean we have finished worshiping yet.
我们停止唱歌，并不是说我们停止了敬拜。
And so, on your seats, you might have noticed that there are some envelopes, or maybe the seat next to you.
在桌子在椅子上，你看见有一些信封，或者是在你旁边的椅子上有信封。
And we wanted to give you an opportunity to continue in this worship in the giving of resources to help us continue to do what God has called us to with this conference.
所以我们给大家一个机会，让继续的敬拜，就是用奉献的方式来支持我们这个特会的施工。
In a few moments, David's going to make some announcements, but I wanted to bring this up to you first, so that way you had time to prepare while he is giving announcements.
在过几分钟，李德牧师会有一些报告。在他报告之前，我想给大家这么一个机会，把这件事情告诉大家，可以让你来准备奉献。
And just as you ask the Lord, you know, what should I be giving? I always want to remind you that the tithe that you have needs to go to your local home church where you are blessed there, and everything that you can give above that is considered an offering.
所以当你在问神我要给多少的时候，我要提醒大家，那个十一奉献是给你当地的教会的。那些超于十一奉献的那个是奉献，可以奉献给我们。
But one of the ways that we wanted to bless you this year,
有一件事情我们今年要这样来祝福大家。
Is as we looked at what was happening with our conference,
当我们看见我们这个特会发生了一些什么事情。
And as we were praying into, Lord, what do you want us to do this year?
我们在祷告问神他要我们做一些什么。
You know, the Lord has blessed us over the years.
你知道神在过去的这么多年来一直祝福我们。
And I said, I wanted to give people an opportunity to be even more generous.
我想要给大家机会变得更加的慷慨。
So this year, our conference, how many of you are staying in the hotel?
今年我们这个有多少人住在旅馆里？
Okay. So all of you who are staying in the hotel,
所有的人都住在旅馆里。
We told the hotel to put everybody's room and tax charges onto our master account.
所以我们请那个旅馆把所有的房间的税都放在我们。
不是只有税，就是房间和他的税。
房间和所有的tax 所有的都放在我们的这个账上。
Now if you order room service, we are not covering that.
如果你你叫了那个房间服务的话，我们不会买单。
But we felt like this is a way that we wanted to bless you.
这是我们用来祝福大家的一个方式。
And to give you an opportunity to be a greater blessing.
作为给大家一个更大的机会，成为更加的大的祝福。
And so, you know, if this year you came and you were saying, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this, but I'm going to go.
今年如果你再来说，主要我不知道我怎么来支付这个，我不知道我要不要去。
You know, we want to take care of you in that way.
所以我们想这样来给大家解决这个问题。
If you're sleeping in a room right now and you have like five people in that room, come and talk to me afterwards, and I'll try to make it a little easier on you.
如果你住在一个房间里有五个人的话，你可以跟我来，告诉我，我可以让你的更舒服一些。
Or maybe four people.
如果四个人。
But if you are husband and wife and one of you snores, I will not give you another room for that.
如果你是夫妻，如果有一个人打呼噜的话，我不会给你一个房间。
We will pray for you.
我们会为你祷告。
So, you know, with that, we want to be generous first, so that you will have an opportunity to be generous in whatever way the Lord can.Put that upon your heart.
所以这样我们可以先对大家变得慷慨，然后你们也可以为慷慨来服侍神。
And so I want to give you a few moments to digest that and think about that. And then David's going to give us, he's got a couple of different announcements also.
我给大家一些机会来想一想这个问题。这样李德牧师有他的 另一系列的报告。
All right. Good evening.
大家晚安。
I usually don't share at nighttime in the conference.
我一般的情况下在晚上是不会讲到的。
So I don't know how I kind of got into this position tonight.
我不知道我今天怎么会轮到我晚上来讲到。
Now I'm going to ask a favor of all those young people sitting right there by the doors. If you guys can all stand up and maybe find a chair, sit by your mom and dad, or sit by an adult, and be a blessing to them. Those young people who are sitting in the very back, who's waving their head to their mom or somebody saying, I don't want to sit there. Come on, stand up and move on up. All right. I'm going to wait. I'm going to say something about that cable. Can I see that cable once again, brother? Because my brother David said something that I think needs to be made clear about this. And this is a great evangelism tool. Do you know that? You need to begin to ask the Lord for creativity. Now, young people, I don't want you sitting on the floor. I want you to sit by an adult, okay? Sit by an... Oh, I'm sorry. No. That's because I was speaking to the youth this morning. I could just go and go and go. So go ahead.
所以刚才这整个这一段哈，牧师想让这些坐在地上的这些年轻人，请大家起来，然后可以找到一个椅子坐下 ，OK， 不要坐在地上，你可以坐在你爸爸妈妈的边上，即使你在摇头，你也可以站起来坐在椅子上。然后牧师要讲一讲这个，这个接线这个充电器的用途。
Yeah, I'm going to start calling out names if you don't move fast enough, Brian.
如果你再不快。换地方的话，我就要叫名字了。
Okay, one of the things is my brother David said this is a universal power supply, right?
对，有一件就是我的哥哥李德说，这是一个全能的充电器。
But that is not true.
但是它不是真的。
You need to plug it into something for power, right?
你需要把它。
Because I don't want anybody coming back to M2C and saying to me, your brother sold me a product that he said was a universal power supply, and I was out in the middle of the desert and it didn't work.
我不想有人从回来跟我说，你的哥哥告诉我这是一个全能的充电器，但是我在这个沙漠里边，这个东西用不了。
But something I want to share with you tonight, why it's so important to understand this cable.
有一件事我要想和大家分享，为什么这么重要来。了解这个充电器。
Because as most Christians, we are all USBs.
很多像很多的作为我们基督徒，我们就像这个 USB.
We can plug into the power source.
我们可以
plug into the power source.
我们可以连接在这个电源。
But on our other side, we need to be all these other parts to connect the rest of the people of the world to the Lord up above.
在另一边，我们要成为其他的这些各种各样的部分，来和世界上各种各样的人连接。
This theme on here says, "On earth as it is in heaven."
这个上面写着是在地如在天。
When was the last time you had a revelation of heaven, so you know what to do here on earth?
上一次你有这个天堂的启示。让你知道在地上怎么做是什么时候呢
？Isn't that what Jesus prayed?
是耶稣祷告的时候吗
？Remember in Matthew 6, Jesus says, "This is how you should pray, Our Father in heaven."
记得马太福音第六章，耶稣祷告说：“天上我们在天上的父
，Hallowed be your name.”
愿你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
你的国降临，你的旨意成全。
On earth as it is in heaven.
在地如在天。
So if we have no idea what's going on in heaven,
如果你不知道在天上发生什么样的事情
，we'll have no idea what to do here on earth.
我们就不知道在地上应该做些什么。
And so often, rather than saying let's have more programs, let's have more cool things, we need to just stop and say, Holy Spirit, I need a revelation of heaven.
So, 很多的时候，与其说我们要有一个更另外的一个节目，或者是做更有趣的事情，我们应该停下来问圣灵，到底什么样是天堂
？And I want to take a few moments to share on that tonight.
所以我要花一点时间来这样分享这个问题。
And then I want to give the time over to our good friend Fred Lin.
我们然后我们把时间交给我们的好朋友林峰良弟兄。
You know, the Lord has given him much wisdom in areas of business and of ministry.
神在那个经商和 服事上面给了他很多的智慧。
And he's also given them a great insight into families and also just how to live a godly life.
而且也给他很多的看见，在家庭还怎样活出属神的这样生活，也有很多的看见。
But right now, close your eyes.
现在我们请大家闭上眼睛。
And I want you to think of the place that you go to every single day.
我要想让大家想一想，你这个你每天都要去的一个地方。
And for some of you, you might say, I don't like going to that place. My work, my school, my gym, those places sometimes seem like they are hell to me.
有你们当中有些人也许会说，我不想去那些地方，我的工作的地方，我的学校，我的健身房，都好像对我来说就像地狱一样。
And I want to give you a revelation.
但是我想要给大家一个启示。
Heaven doesn't need more heaven.
天堂不需要更多的天堂。
Heaven doesn't need more heaven.
天堂不需要更多的天堂。
It is places of hell that need heaven.
只有在地狱才需要天堂。
That may sound simple.
听上去好像很简单。
So you might be wondering, Lord, why am I in this place today?
也许你会问，主啊，我为什么要到这里来？
It's because you are called to bring heaven onto earth.
因为你被呼召是要把天堂带到人间。
Let's just open up our hands right now.
来，我们打开手。
Lord, let your glory fall on us.
主要让你的荣耀降临在我们身上。
Let your spirit fill us up.
让你的灵来充满我们。
Let your light shine through us so that the darkness will be gone now in the name of Jesus.
让你的光照亮我们，所有的黑暗都在耶稣的名里面退去。
Prepare our hearts.
准预备我们的心。
For the work that you are about to do.
来领受你要做的工。
We give you glory.
我们给你所有的荣耀。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
Pray this in your name.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Now, I want to share with you, and this may sound strange on Thanksgiving night, but I want to share with you about the great wealth transfer.
所以这听上去在感恩节的晚上有点奇怪，但是我今天要跟大家分享的是财富的转移。
How many of you have ever heard of the great wealth transfer?
有多少人听到过这个大的财富转移？
How many of you have ever heard of that?
有多少人曾经
听到过？ How many of you are excited for that?
有多少人感到兴奋？
You're like, Lord, I want to see it happen now.
主啊，你也许会说，主啊，我想现在就看到。
What I've been finding and as I've been reading and seeing what people have said, I think we've missed the mark a little bit.
当我在读在看的时候，而且听别人在说，我发现我们可能理解错了。
And I believe that this is a time that the Lord is beginning to realign our hearts and make sure that we are balanced with Him.
所以，但是我发现这个时候是神要重新来对齐我们的心，让我们与他相对齐。
Because there is a great wealth transfer.
因为确实是有一个大的财富转移。
Everybody say there is a great wealth transfer.
大家都说有一个财富转移。
Say I want a part of it.
我想要成为的一部分。
Now, do you know what you just wanted?
那你知道你刚刚想要的是什么呢？
I hope so.
我希望你知道。
Because when we begin to hear this, the first things that happen in people's minds is we begin to think of dollars, RMBs, euros, pounds, NTs.
所以大家一开始想到这个财富的时候，在你脑子里边也许就想的就是美金、人民币、英镑或者是欧元、日元。
Lots of different kind of currency.
啊，不同的货币。
But you need to understand what kingdom wealth is.
那你要知道这个国度的这个财富是什么。
Because things from heaven look a little bit different than things here on earth.
因为在天堂看的事情看上去是和在地上的是不一样的。
And you know, even in our conference, we have a bent where we talk about business, and I know that sometimes we get lost in that.
即使在我们这个特会里边，我们讲到商业讲到企业的时候，有时候我们会觉得有点失落。
Okay. I'm not really sure. So, but we'll go on. We need to understand what does God value.
我们必须要明白神所看重的是什么。
And if you begin to understand what God values, you begin to pursue those things that God values. all the other things will come to you.
如果你知道神所看重的是什么，那你就会去追求神所看重的，那么其他这些事情就会向着你来。
That's what Matthew 6:33 says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
这就是马太福音六章三十三节说的，要先求神的国、神的义，所以其他的都会加给你。
So today, what is this great wealth transfer?
那么今天来就讲这个财富转移到底是什么呢？
Because as a church, we need to begin to be captured by this.
因为作为教会，我们必须要抓住这一点。
The great wealth transfer is this.
这个大的财富转移是这样的。
God is not bringing a lot of money into the church.
神并不是要把很多的钱带到教会来。
So that it can come into your and my pockets.
好，这样的话，这些钱就会到你和我的腰包里边。
Let's get that straight, okay?
让我们大家把这个事情搞清楚。
God is not bringing a lot of money into the church to make us rich.
神不会把很多的钱带到这个教会来，让我们大家都变得富有。
And if we can begin to understand that, then all of a sudden our focus can refocus onto what the Lord is really calling us to do.
如果我们能够明白这一点的话，我们的重点就会重新的转变，来知道，来转向神到底要做的是什么。
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that finances are not important.
不要错会我的意思，我没有说这个财富是不重要的。
But we need to know what lens we are looking at and valuing things from.
但是我们要知道我们要怎样的从什么角度来看这些有价值的东西。
So what is the currency of heaven?
那么天堂的货币是什么呢？
What is the currency of heaven?
天堂的货币是什么呢？
Is it love?
是爱。
Is it angels?
是天使。
What did you say it was?
你说是什么？
It's the souls.
是灵魂。
It is the souls.
是的，是灵魂。
God is bringing a great wealth transfer.
神要带来很大的财富转换。
What does that mean?
那它意味着什么呢？
It means that there is a great end times harvest coming into the church.
那就是说末世有一个大的丰收要到教会来。
Did you know when you bring a million people into the church?
你知道你带一百万人来到教会。
That many of us, we would like the resources of a million people, but we would probably not like to deal with the problems of a million people.
我们大概需要这个一百万人所带来的财富，但是我们并不想去处理这一百万人会带来的问题。
But this is what the Lord is calling us to do.
但是神呼召我们是要我们做这个。
His wealth transfer is transferring the souls from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
他这个财富的转换就是要把这些灵魂从黑暗的国度转化到光的国度。
And as people change kingdoms,
当人转换这个国度的时候，
their resources also change kingdoms.
他们的财富也这样来转换国度。
And then their impact begins to makean impact against the kingdom of darkness.
这样它就会对黑暗的国度有这样的一个影响。
You know, I wrote this is that when we capture a person's soul for the kingdom of Jesus,
当我们为着耶稣的国度来抓住一个人的灵魂的时候，
that one person can begin to capture the group of people around them.
这个人就会来抓住他周围的人的灵魂。
When you begin to capture the group of people around them, you can begin to...shift and capture the culture that is created around them.
当你抓住这整个这一部分的人的时候，你就会可以开始在转变，就围绕着这一部分人的这个文化。
When you begin to capture a culture around you, you can begin to transform and capture a generation around you.
当你转换这个文化的时候，你就会开始来转化着整个这一个世代在你的周围。
And when you capture that generation, you transform an entire nation.
当你抓住这个世代的时候，你就会来改变整个的国家。
The currency of heaven is souls.
这个天堂的货币是灵魂。
It's souls that are looking for that connection from heaven and earth.
这个灵魂是这个连接天堂和人间的这一个连接点。
And guess what?
怎么样呢？
Guess what?
怎么样呢？
You and I, we have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
你和我都被圣灵充满了。
That means we have a direct line to heaven.
我们和神有直接的联系。
And that whenever we walk into a situation,
无论我们什么时候走到一个境况里边，
the first question and the first prayer you should be having is, Lord, What does heaven look like in this place?
那么第一个祷告，你对神来说的就会应该是主啊，这个地方要像天堂应该是怎样的
？This past month, I've been visiting a bar.
啊，过去的这个月，我去了一个酒吧。
And I've been praying, Lord, what does heaven look like in this place?
我就问神主啊，这个酒吧看如果是天堂在这酒吧里应该是怎样的
？What does heaven look like in this place?
那么天堂在这里应该是看成什么样的
？If your church was here, what would your church look like in this place?
如果你的教会在这里的话，你的教会又会是看上去是怎样的
？It's funny.
很有趣哈。
We have a brother who owns that bar restaurant.
我们有一个弟兄是。这个酒吧的经理，酒吧的主人。
I don't. Some of you from our church know who he is.
有些人在我们教会知道他是谁。
You see him show up on Sunday mornings, maybe 40 minutes, half an hour late for church.
你可以看见他每天每个星期天有40分钟或者是半小时会迟到。
Most of us have no excuse to be late to church on Sunday mornings.
很多的人有。
We have no excuse to be late to church.
我们没有这个借口，星期天早上迟到。
He's up till 4 o'clock on Sunday mornings in his bar.
但是他每个星期天早上会一直到四点钟，他会还是在酒店里工作。
I don't know why, but the Lord is using him.
我不知道神为什么要用他。
He smokes.
他抽烟。
He drinks.
他喝酒。
But people come up to him and say.You know Jesus. Can you tell me about Jesus?
但是人们会走到他面前，就是说，哎，你知道耶稣？那你告诉我耶稣是什么呀
？He said, "I really can't tell you about Jesus. Why don't you stay awake for a couple of more hours? We'll go to church a little bit later together."
然后他说，我真的没办法告诉你耶稣是什么样的。那你再醒几个小时，我们一起去教会看看。
The Lord has him in a place that looks like hell.
神把他放在一个好像是地狱的一个地方。
There are people who are broken.
人们有破碎的
，people who are lonely，
有孤单的人
，people who are hungry for something real and genuine in their life，
有他们那些心里面真正渴望那些真实的东西的人
，people who need the light of Jesus in their lives，
他们需要耶稣的生命在他们里边的那些人。
It just happens that he actually outreaches to all the rich international students from overseas。
很有趣的是，他正好是可以接触到那些在国那些有钱的国际学生。
I don't know what the Lord is doing.
我不知道神要做什么。
I go to that bar.
我去到那个酒吧。
You can feel the evil spirits in there.
你可以感觉到那个邪恶的灵在那里。
Actually, I walked in there.
然后我走到里边。
And one of the guys came up to me and he said, "You know, I hear that this place is haunted."
他跟我说：“嘿，我听说这个地方是有鬼的。”
I think that there are ghosts in here. Are you afraid?
我想这里边有鬼，你怕不怕
？And I just told him, and I looked him straight in the eye.
所以我直接的看到他的眼睛里边。
I said, "I'm not afraid."
我说我不怕。
Because I'm a Ghostbuster.
我是个，因为我是个赶鬼的。
I know how to bus ghosts.
我知道怎样把鬼给赶走。
And they are afraid of me.
他们害怕我。
And this guy, he looked at me. He's like, "Really?"
那个人看着我就说，真的呀。
He came to church a couple of weeks later.
几个星期后，他到教会里来。
I don't know if he's received Jesus yet.
我不知道他有没有领受耶稣。
Isaiah 43:19.
以赛亚书
43:16. It says this.
他是说到这样。
Behold.
看哪。
I'm doing a new thing.
我要做一件新事。
I'm doing a new thing, God says.
神说我要做一件新的事情。
I'm making a what?
我要做一个
path, a road, a way in the wilderness.
要在荒漠里开道路。
I'm making streams in the desert.
我们要在旷野里开道路，荒漠里开江河。
Today, the place that God is calling you is not the place that everybody else has gone.
今天神呼召你的地方，不是所有人都去过的地方。
He's calling you to that place that nobody wants to go to.
他是要呼召你去那个没有人愿意去的地方。
And when you get there, you're going to be looking around and be like, "It's a desert. It's a wilderness. There's nothing here."
当你去到那里，你看看周围，就想，哟，这是沙漠，好像没有人在这里。
Lord, why did you lead me to this dead place?
你就会问神主啊，你为什么把我丢在这个地方
？Sorry, our Apple TV just went to screensaver. That's why you get these wonderful pictures.
我们这个 Apple TV 开始自动显示。
The Lord is leading us to do a new thing.
但是神要呼召我们，带领我们做一个新事。
That this year MTC there is not a mistake why it is small.
今年的这个感恩节特会并不是一个错误，所以这样变得规模这么小。
But the Lord has called you to be in this place.
但是神呼召你到这个地方。
The picture that He gave me is that we are like the point on an arrow.
我这个图画给我们的就是我们是在箭的上面的那个顶端。
That you know when you get to the point of the arrow, it becomes very small.
当你到这个箭的顶端的时候，那是非常小的一个部分。
But it can pierce so that everything else can follow behind it.
但是它可以刺穿，所以其他的东西都可以跟着。
And so there is a transfer of wealth that the Lord is doing today.
所以有一个财富的转换，今天神要做的。
You're not going to find it going into the places that everybody else has been.
你不会在那个所有人都去过的地方来找到它。
You're going to have to start going into places where Christians have not wanted to go into.
你必须要走到那些基督徒不愿意去的那些地方。
You're going to have to go and start things that you never imagined that you could begin.
你要开始那些你从来没有想到你会开始的那些事情。
I was telling the young people this morning, the Lord is not going to reveal to you, so don't ask what is going to happen in the future.
神是，我今天早上跟我们的年轻人说，你不要问神，因为神不会告诉你。将来会发生什么事情？
And the reason why is because if God revealed to you more than two steps ahead, you would tell God, "No, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that."
因为事实上说，如果神告诉你两步以上他要做什么，你就会对神说，不，神，我不愿意做这件事情，我不要去。
I'm not going there.
我不要去那里。
And you can't make me.
哎，你也不能让我去。
So God only reveals to us how far our faith can really kind of stretch us.
所以神只会。向我们显现我们信心所能承受的到底能到的程度。
And then a little bit further.
然后一点点再往前。
But he's not going to reveal to you the big plan.
但是他不会把大的计划来告诉你。
We know what happens when God reveals to us big plans.
我们知道当神给我们大的计划的时候，我们会发生什么事情。
We begin to figure out all the reasons why it shouldn't work.
我们就开始想各种各样原因它不行的这种原因。
Why you or I are not qualified to do that work.
而且就是我们是不能够胜任这样的工作。
So the Lord is gracious and He's kind to us.
所以神是蛮有恩典、蛮有仁慈的。
He shows us a couple of steps.
他就给我们几步路而已。
We try to plan as far ahead as we can.
我们开始用我们的能力去计划。
One of the things we know is that there is this transfer of souls coming from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
但是有一件事我们知道，就是从黑暗的国度到光明的国度有一个灵魂的转换。
You may have said, just as the pastor said last night, Jesus, I've been fishing all night.
也许你会说，就像我们的主任牧师昨天晚上说的，我整晚都在打鱼。
And Jesus says, just cast your net over to the right side.
但是耶稣说，就在右边下网打鱼。
The Lord is going to call us to do some things like that very soon.
但神要来呼召我们做这样的事情，就非常快了。
It's going to be bringing broken people into the church.
就会把那些破碎的人带到教会里来。
So that they can be healed and restored and made whole again.
他们就会被医治、被复兴，来成为完整的人。
You might say, I'm messed up myself.
也许我说我自己都破碎不堪。
I'm really messed up.
我真的是破碎不堪。
But that's the amazing thing.
那就是真是很。令人惊异的
is that God wants to use you and I.
神确实是想使用我们。
And so I want to have our brother Fred come up right now.
所以我们请我们的弟兄，林峰良弟兄上来。
Because he has some very practical things to say in this area.
他因为他在这个领域里边，他有一个非常实际的东西要和大家分享。
And then after he shares,
他分享以后，
you know, we want to pray for many of you or all of you.
我们想为大家祷告，所有的人。
No, let me re-say that. I want to pray for a couple of you.
我要为你们几个人祷告。
Just like Robbie did last night. And you, a couple of you can pray for a couple of more of you.
就像 Robbie 牧师昨天说的，就是我为几个人祷告，然后你们这些几个人就可以为更多的几个人祷告。
I don't have more anointing than you do.
我并不比你有更多的恩膏。
You know, the person who has the greater anointing is more messed up because they need more of that grace in their life. So...
人 有更多恩膏的人其实是更破碎的人，因为他们需要更多的恩典来遮掩他们的破碎，遮盖他们的破碎。
So, here's our brother Fred.
这是我们的林凤良弟兄。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Good morning, good evening, brothers and sisters.
很高兴在这感恩节的晚上能够跟各位在这里一起敬拜主，一起来分享信息。
It's an honor to be with every one of you spending this Thanksgiving night with you guys, worship and fellowship with you guys.
1981年感恩节呢，我蒙恩得救受洗。
In the Thanksgiving of 1981, I was saved.
所以今年刚好33年了。
So this is 33rd years.
所以1983年我来到芝加哥。
1983, I came to Chicago.
那时候跟戴牧师一起学习侍奉。
So I learned to minister from Pastor Tai.
所以85年呢，我就搬到亚特兰大去了。
So in 1985, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia.
那从这个 MTC 第一次开始，我就来参加了。
So I was here since the very first MTC.
这二十年来呢，当 miss 过一次。
Over the last 20 years, I missed one.
那一次感恩节托会以后，牧师师母啊就赶下来到 Florida 来看我。
So. In that year, after the MTC conference, pastor and the wife came to Florida to see me.
所以从那以后我都不敢不来了。
So since then, I dare not to come.
其实那时候我碰到一个很大的困难，所以那一年就没有办法来。
But actually, in that year, I was facing a great difficulty. That's why I couldn't come.
那牧师师母来为我祷告，不久以后，哎，问题解决了。
So since the pastor and his wife came over, prayed for me.Shortly after, the problem was solved.
我知道我们的神实在是大有能力的神。So,
we know our God is Almighty.
然后，而且他的仆人实在是忠心的仆人。
His servant are faithful.
所以我常常读到圣经说，你们学基督为师父虽有一万，为父的却不多。
Thank you.You know that way. So, basically, it means that there are many teachers, but not many with heart of a father.
So, 我实在很感谢主，在我信主的前十年呢，有三个非常有爱心的、有为父心的。的牧师教导我。
So I was very thankful in the first 3 years after I became a believer. 10 years after I became a believer, there are three very important people in my life. Had a father, had heart of a father.
所以我真的非常感恩神这样恩待我。
So I was very, very grateful that God has this favor in me.
也很感谢戴牧师这样恩待我。
So I was very, I'm very thankful to Senior Pastor Tai.
所以常常为我祷告。
Pray for me.
在我各方面有困难的时候，我常常打电话请教他。
So whenever I have difficulties, I always call him up.
为我祷告。
Pray for me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我要跟各位分享的题目是金钱与婚姻。
So this is the title I want to share with you guys. This is money, marriage, and the road of blessing.
那我请各位在座已经结婚了，请举手。
So raise your hand if you're married.
好，谢谢。第二个
，next，
金钱，在座自己觉得很有钱的，请举手。
So who?Raise your hand if you think you have a lot of money.
好，所以我们知道在座很多已经结婚了，但是有很多还没结婚了。在座已经有一些人觉得很有钱，但是很多人觉得还不够有钱。
So there are many of you that you are married, and there are many are not married. There are many think that you have money, and there are many that you don't think you have a lot of money.
所以我觉得这个题目很重要，跟各位分享。
So that's why I think this is very important to share with you guys.
所以这题目是 M and M.
So this title is M and M.
Yeah, money and marriage.
Money and marriage.
我们一起低头祷告，
金钱与婚姻。
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head.
天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you all our heart.
在这感恩节的晚上，我们特别感谢主你的恩典。
At the night of the Thanksgiving, we thank you for your grace.
从岁数到年终，你保守带领我们。
From the beginning to the end of the year, you bless and guide us.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
You crown us with your grace.
让我们走过的路都滴满了脂油。
You anoint our path with oil.
我们数算你的恩典，感恩不尽。
We count your blessings. We have many thanks.
主啊，我们愿意用感谢为祭来献给你。
Let us. We would like to give thanks to you.
荣耀你。
To worship you, to honor you.
求你使用你的孩子。有受教者的舌头，专心传扬你的话语。
So bless me with the word you want me to share.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
金钱与婚姻有关系吗
？So do you think there's relationship between money and marriage?
我的老婆是我大学的同班同学。
So my wife is a classmate in my college.
我追了她七年才结婚。
So I was chasing her for 7 years before we got married.
今年我们结婚39年了。
So this is we married for 39 years.
所以我真的很感谢主赐给我这么好的妻子。
So I am very thankful that Lord gave me this
wonderful wife. 有时候晚上醒过来，常常看到哦床。旁边躺的这位正在打鼾的太太。
So many times I woke up at night and I found my wife was snoring by me.
啊，心里很感恩啊，主啊，赐给这么好的妻子。
So I'm very thankful to give me this wonderful wife.
啊，那时候我们还没结婚前，我是没有钱的，很穷的。
So before I was married, I was pretty poor.
那我们好几个同学都同时追她。
Several classmates of mine, actually, we are chasing her all together.
最近台湾有个电影叫做《那些年我们一起追的女孩子》。
So, recently there's a movie in Taiwan called In Those Years, The Girl That We Chased Together. Is that right?
那其中的一位就是我。
So one of them is me.
那我们这些同学呢，很多都是。一表人才，又是能言善道。
So many of them are either handsome or very worthy.
但是我是走口笨手，家里又没有钱。
But I can't say many words, and I was poor.
但是没有想到我老婆选上我。
Who knows that she chose me?
但我知道说，真的是圣经传道书9:11所说的。灵巧的未必得喜悦，所以临到个人的是在乎当时的机会。
So, Ecclesiastes, I forgot which one.
Sorry.
911.
Yeah, 真的，我实在很感谢主，也谢谢我的老婆。
So I thank the Lord very much as well. I thank my wife.
Yeah, 所以看起来好像金钱跟婚姻没有什么关系吗？
So, you may think there's no relationship between money and the marriage from this point.
那我们再来看看，到底夫妻不和甚至离婚最主要的原因是什么？
So let us take a look. What is the major reason that the husband and wife are not living in harmony.
根据美国的调查，最主要的原因有这三样：财务问题、沟通不良，还有性关系的问题，包括外遇。
According to the United States statistics, there are three major points that will break marriage apart: finance, communication.And the sexual relationship, including actual marital relationship.
那其中财务的比重最大。
So financial plays a major role.
调查很多调查显示，是超过50%以上离婚的原因是因为金钱出了问题。
There are a lot of data showing that the divorce.Is due to financial difficulties.
甚至有一个离婚法庭的法官说，在他的法庭里面，离婚的案子80%以上都是钱的问题。
So, one of the judges in the divorce court, once said, 85% of their divorce is due to financial difficulty.
所以呢，我们真的要从这一方面来探讨金钱跟婚姻的关系。
So it's really worth it for us to take a look in this, into this relationship.
那么古人，中国的古人这么说，贫贱夫妻百事哀，恩爱夫妻万事足。
So an ancient Chinese idiom said, the poor couple has many things to worry, but once the couple live in harmony, they're satisfied easily.
啊，真的，如果彼此相爱就能够吃苦。但是如果没有钱呢，常常会夫妻会吵架。
So, if you have a love living together, you can tolerate a lot of things. But if you really lack of money, there are too many things to argue.
那我们来读看看几段圣经。
So let's take a look what Bible says.
圣经这么说，好，我们一起来读好不好？吃素菜，彼此相爱。强如吃肥牛，彼此相恨。
This is Proverbs 15:17. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than fattened calf with hatred.
另外呢，又说寿宴满屋，大家相争，不如有块饼干，大家相安。
Okay. Better a dry crust with peace.And the quiet than a house of a full of feasting with strife.
那么，所以从圣经也告诉我们说，不见得是有钱的人就一定会很快乐。
So Bible, and here Bible says, money is not the key point that we can live happily.
如果真正的夫妻彼此相爱，会解决很多问题。
So if we live in true love, we can solve a lot of problems.
但是金钱呢，也是一个很现实的因素。
But money is a problem in reality as well.
那我们请问，到底我们的神是不是会在乎钱吗？
So our question is, are God really care for money? Really care about money?
各位，请问，到底神是不是在乎钱？
So everybody, Does God really care?
各位有没有算过，在圣经里面讲到有关钱的有多少经节？
Do you know how many verses talk about money in the Bible?
有人把它统计了，是2350节。
So somebody did some research. There are 2350 verses about money.
那请问各位，圣经总共有几节呢？
So how many verses totally in the Bible?
有没有人算过？
Have you counted?
Yeah, 我曾经还有算过。
So I did.
总共是31773节。
So there are totally 31773 verses.
我们有一万，哎，对不起，有1189章，对不对？有1189章。 有31773节。
So there are 1189 chapters and 31773 verses.
那么2350节占31773，各位除一下多少？
So this 2350 divided by 31773.
所以差不多15节圣经，平均15节圣经就有一节谈到金钱。
So it's 1 in 15 verses talk about
money. 那你想金钱在神的眼中怎么看？
So you see the value of money in God's eyes.
因为他知道我们人实在很关心钱。
Because he knows that we really care about money.
所以呢，他就必须要让用我们比较懂的事情来告诉我们。
So he needs to tell us things that we care about, we know about.
所以耶稣说，钱在哪里，你的心在哪里。
So in the Bible said, where your money is, where your treasure is, where your heart belongs.
所以知道很多人是所谓人为财死，鸟为食亡嘛。
So in Chinese we say.People die for money, the bird die for food.
所以神就用很多金钱的章节来教导我们人生的道理。
So God teaches our philosophy of life through money.
那让我们来看看圣经里面对金钱它的看法是什么。
So let's see what Bible's view of money.
第一，神说他是主，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
So in the Bible said, the Lord, that God is the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
这世界的一切都是他所创造，他所拥有的。
So everything in this world was created by him and owned by him.
圣经又说，连我们能够得获财的力量，都是他所赐的。
In the Bible said the ability for us to earn money was also given by God.
所以我们是管家，那么所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
So we are the manager or the steward.
所以神让你很会赚钱，要让你也会管钱。
So God give you the ability to make money, to earn money, and also to manage money.
怎么样来赚钱，怎么样来管钱，怎么样来用钱，就是神托付给我们的责任。
So it is the responsibility that given by God to for us to make how to make money, how to manage money, how to use money.
所以我们是管家。
So we are stewards.
所以神看我们是不是忠心。
So God will see if we are faithful.
耶稣又告诉我们说，你财宝如果积在地上，有虫子咬。
So Jesus also told us there's moth on the earth. If you put money in here, your money will be decaying someday.
所以要我们积财宝在天。
So he told us we need to.Store our treasure in heaven.
如果我们积财宝在天，我们就会常常思想天国。
So if we store our treasure in heaven, we will always think about things in heaven.
所以说，财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
So, in the Bible, it says,
耶稣又说，你不要成为无知的财主。
Jesus also said, do not be foolish.A wealthy person.
他讲了这个故事，说有一个财主啊，赚了很多的钱，他的仓房不够用了。
So he told a story is that a wealthy person made a lot of money, and he has a lot of grains that so much that he doesn't have enough storehouse for it.
他说我要把这个仓房拆了，盖一个更大的。
So he said, I want to tear this greenhouse down.Storehouse down, and I want to build a new one.
而且他自己对自己的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你要可以好好享受啦。”
So he told his soul that soul you can rest now.
那耶稣说：“上帝来了，告诉他说， 无知的人啊，今夜要夺取你的灵魂，你所留下来要给谁呢？
So, God will say, God will take your soul, and who are you going to leave this treasure to?
又告诉我们说，即使你赚得了全世界，失掉了生命，又有什么意思呢？
The Bible also told us, ask us, if you lose your life over the world, why do you make, why do you earn the world?
那我们用什么可以换得生命呢？
What can you trade for life?
那又告诉我们说，其实最大的问题是贪财。
So, the biggest problem for us is the greed.
钱财不是问题，贪恋钱财才是问题。
The problem is not the money. The problem is our greed.
圣经说，有人贪恋钱财，就背离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。我因为工作的关系，认识了、接触了很多有钱的人。
So because of job reason, I get to know a lot of wealthy people.
那我发现有钱的人其实真的比我们烦恼更多。
So I discovered that the wealthy people has more trouble and more worry than us.
并不是那么快乐的。
They're not always that happy.
有人以为说啊，有钱真好。
Many people say it's so wonderful to have money.
啊，但是真正很有钱的人，你这。认识他以后发现真的并不那么快乐。
So if you really know a lot of wealthy people, you may discover that they may not be that happy.
他如果态度不对，整天在想的是这些钱要怎么再去赚钱。
But if he really has a wrong attitude and think about how to make money every day,
这个利率变化一点点就会让他啊心跳得很大。
So he really will get a lot of palpitation even though the interest rate changed a little bit.
股票一涨跌就让他血压也跟着飘高了。
So the blood pressure will rise if the stock market vibrates a little bit.
所以圣经一直要我们怎么样来看待钱财。
So the Bible gives us a valuable view how to view money.
然后又告诉我们说，你只要敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑。
And also in the Bible told us, that humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor in life and life.
那就会给我们富有、尊荣和生命为赏赐。
Will bring us wealth, honor, and life.
我常常到中国人家去探访，尤其是中国餐馆常常看到福禄寿这三个字，对不对？
So I often visited the Chinese people in their house, and also the Chinese restaurant will always see blessing, money, prosperity.
那仔细想，富有、尊荣、生命是不是福禄寿呢？
So let's think about the honor, wealth, and life. Are theywealth, longevity, or prosperity.
所以仔细看，上帝给我们一个秘诀，就是敬畏他，又心存谦卑，与他同行，上帝一定会赐福给我们。
So actually, God gives us a promise that if we have a heart of humility, fear of the Lord, and walk with Him, He will bless us.
而且他所赐给我们的福是使我们富足又不加上忧虑。
And the blessing he gave us is a blessing but no trouble.
所以我们看金钱实在是很好的仆人，却是一个最坏的主人。
So we all know that the money is the best servant but it's a worse owner.
如果你做了金钱的奴隶，真的是非常可怜。
So if you become a slave of money and it's really a pity.
圣经也说，欠债的是债主的仆人。
So in the Bible also said that the borrower is a servant to the lender.
Yeah, 所以如果你欠债还不起的话，你看到债主的脸色真的是很难看。
So if you owe the money more than you can afford to pay back, you know how that.
但是如果你有钱，但是又不知道怎么花，又不肯花，不 不善于正确的来管理钱呢，你就变成了守财奴了。
But if you have the wealth and you don't know how to spend, how to manage wisely, and you are becoming a slave of the money.
所以做金钱的奴隶实在是很可怜。
So it is really a pity to be the slave of money.
啊，有时候真的钱不够用了，你很难过。
So you feel the embarrassment if you don't have the money.
但是呢，钱太多了，你不知道怎么样去管理，不知道怎么样好好去运用，也实在是很可怜的。
But it's also a pity that if you have the money, you don't know how to manage and you don't know how to use wisely.
我很喜欢圣经这么一句话，在箴言三十章第七到第九节。
I like the verses in the Bible, Proverbs 37-9.
我们一起来读，好不好？
Two.
我求你两件事，在我未死之先，不要不赐给我。求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我虚用的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认你。说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
I become poor and steal, and so I dishonor the name of my God.
那真的，我们要做一个真的人。
So we really want to be a true person.
所以求神给我们帮助我们，让虚假跟谎言离开我们。
So, let's pray to God that the lies,
因为事实上
deceive, leave us.
我们看神看人是看真假，人看人看好坏。
So when God sees people, He sees the heart. But when people sees people, they see good or bad.
但是真假是绝对的，好坏是相对的。
True and false is absolute, bad and good are relative.
但是我们神帮助我们，让虚假谎言都离开我们。
So, let God help us. Let those lies and deceiveness leave us.
也求主不要让我们太穷，免得我们偷窃羞辱他的名。
And let Lord help us not to be too poor and to be a thief and steal from people and ruin his reputation.
也不要让我太有钱，免得我自高自大，忘了谁是神。
But not having too much to disown who is God.
呀，中文古代也这么说，饥寒起盗心。
So in ancient Chinese, we say, when you are poor and cold, you will tend to steal.
Yeah. 但是呢，饱暖思淫欲。
But on the other hand, when you are having enough, think of something else.
所以真的是太穷呢，还是太有钱呢，都不合适吧。
You think of adultery. So.Neither poor or having too much is good.
但是你看，耶稣基督教导我们的祷告也说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
So, in the prayer of the Lord said, to "Give us our daily bread."
但真的，我们的神是信实的，他必不让我们缺乏。
So the Lord is faithful; He would not let us lack of things.
大卫也这么说：我从前年轻。如今年老，从来没有看到后人异人的后裔讨饭。
So even King David said, from the years of my youth and the years of my age, I have never seen the offspring of the righteous become beggars.
所以我们的神是耶和华以诺，他必供应。
So our God is Jehovah.Jira.
所以我们尽管坦然无惧地跟随他。
So we only need to follow him fearfully.
仰望他的祝福。
Only look up to his blessings.
金钱是我们的仆人，不是我们的主人。
Money is our servant, not our owners.
你怎么样好好来指挥它，怎么样好好来管理它。
You only need to manage it, use it wisely.
但是如果你不好好管理它，它就会来管你的。
But if you don't use it wisely, it will manage you.
所以求神给我们智慧。
So let God help us.
让我们知道怎么好好来管理钱财。
Give us wisdom. Let us know how to manage wisely.
让钱用在最对的地方。
Use the money wisely in the right place.
让我们成为金钱的好管家。
Let us become the steward, good steward of the money.
那再来看看圣经里面的婚姻观是什么。
So let us see the Bible view of marriage.
我们一起来读这段圣经。婚姻是神设立的，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的。所以神所配合的人不可分开。请问这句话是谁说的？
Who said this?
耶稣基督说的。
What Jesus said.
法利赛人来问耶稣说可以不可以离婚。
So when Pharisees came to Jesus and asked Jesus whether they can divorce.
所以耶稣说人结婚了是离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
So Jesus said, man will leave his father and mother, be united with his wife.
所以神所配合的不可分开。
So, what God has joined together, let men not separate.
所以在神的眼中来看，这个婚约是非常神圣的。
So in God's eye, the marriage is holy.
这是一个 covenant, 不是一个 contract.
这是一个合约，这是一个约，不是一个合同。
不是可以随时解约的。
It's not something that you can destroy. You can tear up.
那但是最近这几年来呢，我们常常处理，尤其在教会里面也是很多婚姻的问题。
So in the recent years, we also manage and try to help a lot of marriage problems in the church.
所以让我们再回过头看圣经怎么看待婚姻。
So let's go back to the Bible and see what Bible talks about.
第一个是一夫一妻的制度。
So the first is one husband, one wife.
第二是神所配合人不可分开。
The second is that God united, no man can separate.
第三呢是要我们离开父母，两个人成为一体。
The third is to leave the parents and two become one flesh.
那我请问各位，
父
母跟儿女是一等亲。
So parents and the children are relatives.
那我请问夫妻是几等亲？
The parents and the children are the first class. They're the closest relatives, right? So how about husband and wife?
那么其实从法律的观念，夫妻是临等亲。
So from the point of law, husband and the wife has no blood relationship, so there's a zero.
应该比父母跟儿女还要更亲呢。
Sorry. All right, let me redo this. So from this law, the husband and the wife.It's closer, it's better than the first class, right?
Yeah, 但是我们华人，因为我们很孝顺，很讲究孝顺，常常以为父母是不能换的，妻子是可以换的。
But in our Chinese culture, we often think that we can't choose our parents, but we can always choose second or more than one wife.
所以尤其是婆媳问题的时候，这个儿子就很为难。
So often, when there's a problem between the mother-in-law and the wife, the man is caught in the middle, It's very, very embarrassing and tricky.
这个儿子就以为我要孝顺父母，所以要站在父母这边。
So the son always thinks that I need to honor my parents, so I need to stand with my parents.
所以这个就造成很多问题。
So this caused a lot of trouble.
尤其到了每次有从国内来的父母住在一起的时候。
So that often happens when the parents came from mainland or China.
就常常发生婆媳之间的问题。
There tend to be more problems between the in-laws.
这传道人就很辛苦了，常常要去调解。
So the pastors are very, very troubled. They need to go visit and solve the problems.
那我就仔细研究，发现是我们的观念跟圣经的观念不一样。
So after I think it over, it's because our view has a conflict with from the Bible's view.
因为圣经要我们孝顺父母。
So the Bible told us we need to honor our parents.
在十诫当中就已经这么说了。
So in the Ten Commandments, it's already said that.
所以结婚以后，你们要两人成为一体，一起来孝顺父母。
So after you get married, you need to unite and honor parents together.
所以不是你的父母还是我的父母。
So it's not your parents or my parents.
是我们的父母。
It's our parents.
一起来孝敬他。
We need to honor them together.
但是呢，我们要离开父母，就是我们在心理上要以脱离对父母的依赖心了。
So in here we said, it says we need to leave father and mother. But it says that we need to independent. We need to.Be independent, not to rely on the parents anymore.
所以这个和跟分的观念要弄得清清楚楚。
So we need to be clear to be together with who and to separate with what.
所以我们在座的有儿女结婚的，我们当父母的也应该要有这样的认识。
So when our children get married, we as parents, we also need to have this Bible view.
不是我们大家三代同堂、四代同堂非常幸福。
It's not that we live together three or four generations together and we're happy with that.
要感谢主，我母亲跟我们住了二十几年。
So I thank the Lord that my mother lived with us for more than 20 years.
那我非常感谢我妻子很孝顺，所以我们婆媳关系非常好。
So I thank my wife very much and she was very nice to my parents and so we are very happy.
现在我们孩子结婚了，发现哦，我的妻子也很懂得怎么处理婆媳关系。
So nowadays my children are married, and I know I can see my wife knows how to deal with this in-law relationship very well.
真的是恩典。
It is a grace.
但最重要的是，我们要懂得真的如何在心理上离开依赖父母的观念。
So truly.It is very important for us to understand that we need to be independent from our parents, not rely on them.
所以夫妻是同为一体的，不要为了这些事情争吵。
So the couple, the husband and the wife are united as one flesh. Do not argue for this.
那么夫妻呢，要存着敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
So husband and wife, Each one of you also must love each other.
那圣经说，你们个人就是做丈夫的，当爱妻子如同爱自己一样。
So the Bible said, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself.
妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
And his wife must respect her husband.
那我请问各位。神造人的时候，先造亚当还是夏娃
？So let me ask you, when God created people, who did He create first, Adam or Eve?
这不是亚当
？Is it Adam, right?
所以是神先造男人。
So God created man first.
然后第一个女人叫夏娃，是从男人的肉骨出来的。
So the first woman, Eve, was taken out from.A rib from Adam.
但是从此以后，所有的男人都是从女人出来的。
But after this, all men are from women.
所以神造人很有意思的，非常公平。
Very interesting.
很平等的。
Very interesting to see how created
但是呢，却有先后次序的问题。
It's very fair, but there's the order.
那么神说，这个男人呢，独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
And God also said that it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.
我请问各位，帮助人的比较有能力，还是被帮助人比较有能力
？So let me ask you this: Who has more ability, the helper or the helpee? Being helped.
各位认为是帮助人呢比较有能力吗
？So who do you think? Is the helper or is the one being helped?
所以所有妻子都是来帮助先生的。
So.All the wives are here to help the husband.
所以他一定是比先生更有能力，对不对
？So the wives must be having more ability to, than the husband.
真。而且帮助人呢，你想他是次人一等吗
？So what do you think that the helper is lower rank than the person being helped?
但是上圣经又说。耶和华是我的帮助者。
So in the Bible it says the Lord is my helper.
难道神是比我们还要低等吗
？So you think that the Lord is inferior to us?
所以可见帮助人是非常神圣的任务。
So from here you can see the helper is very great.
所以这是神给妻子的命定。
So this is the command of the Lord to women.
哇，他是比较有能力的，很神圣的使命是要来帮助丈夫。
So they are great. They have more ability. They're here to help the husband.
但是呢，创造的次序，上帝又说，丈夫是妻子的头。
But there's an order of a creation. God also said that the man is the head of a woman.
要妻子要顺服丈夫。
The wife.Needs to obey the husband.
所以无论是在以弗所书、哥罗西书、彼得前书的次序，都是先开始是你们做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
So in the book of Ephesians, First Peter, Colossians, they also said the men first.
所以让我们知道这是神的命令。
So let us know that.This is the command from the Lord.
确实，如果我们按照神的吩咐去做，你就发现，啊，整个家会非常得祝福。
So if you do this, you can discover that the whole household will be blessed.
但是接下来用更多的篇幅、更多的经节说，你们做丈夫的要爱妻子，如同基督爱教会一样。
But there are also more verses to tell the men that.To tell men to love your wife like Christ loved the church.
然后就发现说，你仔细想，为什么上帝要这样说呢
？So let's think it over. Why God said that?
我发现，如果妻子愿意顺服丈夫，她的儿女也变得非常孝顺。
So I find the more obedient the wife is, the better their children are.
因为儿女是跟着母亲学习的。
So basically, the children learn from mother first.
所以你如果要儿女孝顺，就是先从我们顺服丈夫开始。
So if you want your children to be obedient, to be nice to you, and you need to respect your what your husband first.
你会发现真的是非常大的祝福。
And you would discover this is a great blessing.
但是丈夫，你要爱妻子。为妻子守己。
So, but man needs to love one's wife and to, even to give your to lay down your life for her.
但重点是不是你觉得你都爱妻子
？But the key point is not how you think you love your wife.
而是你的妻子感受到你都爱她。
Is that your how much your wife thinks that you love her?
你的妻子如果觉得你很爱她，她一定会顺服你，你相信吗
？So if your wife believes that you really love her, and she will be very, very obedient.
所以顺服是爱的温度计。
So Obedience is the thermometer of the love.
你如果发现你的妻子不太顺服你，大概是因为她觉得你爱她爱得不够。
So whenever you think that your wife is not obedient enough, there's a problem of your love.
所以我太太不太顺服的时候，我赶快检讨自己，啊，发现爱得不够。
So whenever my wife does not seem to be very obedient to me, then I always examine myself to see if I did okay.
一定要懂得怎么样去表达，怎么样让对方感受得到，啊，你真的爱她。
So you need to understand how to express your love.So she feels loved.
所以请问你到底你多了解你的妻子？
So how much do you really know about your wife?
那她是不是真的感受到你爱她吗？
Does she really feel that you love her?
所以如果你真正让她感觉到，啊，她觉得你很爱她，她一定会顺服的。
So if she really thinks and she believes that you love her, then she will obedient to you.
所以我们做丈夫的发现最大的幸福就是妻子的顺服，对不对？
So we men know that the great happiness is the obedient wife.
那么妻子觉得最大的满足是她感受到丈夫对她的爱。
So the greatest satisfaction of the wife is to feel the love of the husband.
那么很多夫妻的问题都是沟通不良。
So a lot of problems between the husband and the wife is because the miscommunication.
那圣经告诉我们说，我们个人要快快的听，要慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
So in the Bible it says that we should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
那尤其是大部分的妻子都是伶嘴俐手的。
But this is to say about to the wives. Many wives are quick.For words.
但是我们做丈夫的常常是左口笨手。
So, but usually the husbands are with a few words.
所以真的是要快快的听，慢慢的说。
So we really need to quick to listen, and but slow to speak.
还有慢慢的动怒。
And slow to become angry.
那万一不幸要吵架了。
So.Just in case that there's argument coming.
你要知道妻子的争吵如雨连连滴漏。
So you must understand that the quarrel of the wife just like the leaking of the rain.
你在箴言里面好几处都所罗门王都这么说。
So there are many places in Proverbs.
他有一千个老婆，他很有经验的。
He has 1,000 wives, so he has a lot of experience.
什么叫做妻子的争吵如雨连连滴落呢
？What does it mean?
哇，你看雨即使停了，你的屋檐下还是不断的在滴，对不对
？Everybody saw that even though the rain stopped, and the water drip from your gutter will last for longer than the rain, right?
所以万一你们吵架了，要赶快先停嘴，让太太继续讲。
So, just in case there's quarrel or argument, then we need to stop first.
呀，让她讲到她过瘾为止。
Let her vent, let her go until she stops.
那我们学会怎么样专心倾听。
So we'd listen.Pay attention, listen.
呀，我发现我妻子最讨厌我的就是我 talk back.
I discover the thing that my wife hated me most is to 回嘴。
所以专心倾听很重要。
So it's very important to listen carefully.
对方会感觉到他被尊重、被关怀、被了解。
So that the other party feel that she is cared of.
因为实在是他需要听众。
So really means that she needs audience.
他等你很久了，总是要找人啊，好好的发泄发泄。
So she waited for this moment for a very, very long time.So she needs to vent and vent.
呀，尤其他对某些人的评论的时候不太满意的时候，绝对不要一直想为对方辩护。
So especially when she's not happy with someone, please do not defend the other person.
啊，但是我们如果有问题，要非常有礼貌的好好的请教他。
So when we have problems, we need to consult her very, very politely as well.
So, 要真正的了解她心中的感受。
So we need to understand and feel her heart.
因为有时候妻子讲 yes 不一定是 yes， 讲 no 不一定是 no。
So because a lot of times when the wife says yes, it doesn't mean yes. When I say no, it doesn't mean no.
你要懂得听那个弦外之音呢。
So you need to understand the music outside the music.
所以要很有礼貌的发问。
So we need to follow very politely.
而且我们要把我们的善意很清楚的表达给对方知道。
So, and we also need to express ourselves very clearly to her as well.
我不知道你们家是谁在管钱管账。
I don't know who manages money in your household.
我的家是我在管钱管账。
In my household, it's me managing the money.
因为我妻子说这个钱太少了，她不要管。
Because my wife said you don't have enough money for me to manage.
所以我就要好好自己管。
So I need to manage myself.
但是我在想，我们在公司，我对每个股东每个月都要好好给他看财务报表，好好跟他报告我们的经营情况。
So, but I also need to be responsible for all the shareholders of the company. I need to give them financial support monthly. I need to report very carefully.
So, 我奉劝各位，如果你家是你在管钱管账，你要有义务、有责任，每个月要跟对方报告。
So, let me tell you this: if you're the one who manages money in your household, you need to give.A very detailed report monthly.
而且要选择适当的时间跟地点。
And you need to choose appropriate time and the place.
要面对面来沟通。
Face to face.
而不要用 email， 不要用 text message.
Not through email, not through texting.
而且你要绝对的诚实，不要藏私房钱。
So you need to be very honest and don't save any money for yourself.
因为这样会伤害婚姻。
Because this may hurt your marriage.
要在钱财上彼此要绝对诚实。
So you need to be honest.
所以我劝各位呢，
on money.
每个礼拜定期有一个财务约会。
So I will urge you to have a weekly financial appointment.
然后一起祷告，一起来检讨这个礼拜我们的。收入支出。
So pray together and discuss about the ins and outs.
那每个月呢，把财务报表列出来，好好来检讨一下，跟我们的预算相比。
So every month, lay out that spreadsheet and analyze.
啊，如果我们确实达到目标，好好庆祝一下。
So if we meet the goal, let's celebrate.
如果你这样做，你和夫妻之间在金钱方面的沟通就会很好。
So if you do so, you will have a very good relationship in this financial aspect.
不是钱多钱少。
It's not a problem.
是你要怎么样去管理。
More money or less money. It's a problem how to manage.
所以建议你们要做预算，然后按照预算来执行。那每个礼拜有一个金钱约会，财务方面的约会，每个月能够好好做一个财务报告。
So I suggest you.You need to have a budget and spend according to the budget. Have a weekly conference and have a monthly spreadsheet or report system.
那么在重要的财务决策上，要夫妻同心，彼此都同意的。
On all the key or important financial decisions,
不要自己自作主张，以为我判断的比较对。
You both need to discuss and make decision, not just one.Making a dictating relationship.
尤其是如果先生自己做决定了，又做错误的决定，以后你知道常常都会被提醒。
So if you are the dictator, the man making decision by yourself, and you happen to make a wrong decision, you will know you you will face the consequence for a long, long time.
你会发现太太的记忆力特别好。
So you will discover that your wife has a very, very good memory.
所以奉劝在座做丈夫的，重要的财务决定一定要好好跟太太同心祷告，一起做决定。
So I suggest to the brothers, husband, that when you face financial decision, discuss with your wife carefully.
万一我们错误了，也是共同承担错误。
Just in case there's a mistake, we're both making mistake together.
然后我们共同决定，以后就不要再提这件事了。
So, because it's our decision, let us forget about this, not mentioning it again.
那你发现我们夫妻之间的关系会越来越好。
So you will discover that your relationship will grow better and better.
然后为钱吵架的事情会越来越少。
The argument about the money will become less and less.
哇，那儿女也会觉得越平安。
And the children will feel more and more peaceful at home.
因为儿女最怕的是父母吵架。
Because the children hate the most is the quarrel of the, between the parents.
那也给我们做传道人的减少很多啊问题。
You will reduce a lot of burden to the pastors.
呀，求神祝福我们。
So let God bless us.
那么，让我们好好。做计划
so let's plan carefully.
不仅仅有短期的目标，也要有长期的目标。
Not only for a short-term goal, but also for a long-term goal.
呀，你们要为儿女的教育，为我们自己将来的养老，都要有计划。
For your children's education, for your own retirements.
我们不必要存很多钱，但是我们必须要有计划。
We do not need to save a lot of money, but we do need a good plan.
然后常常一起来祷告修正我们的计划。
Pray together and revise the plan regularly.
因为神给我们智慧。
Because God gives us wisdom.
又应许我们，我们缺乏智慧可以跟他求。
And also promises if we're lack of wisdom, we can ask from him.
所有的钱都是神所赐给我们的。
All the money were given by God.
那么我们怎么样做金钱的好管家呢？
So how can we be the good steward of the money?
求神祝福我们的家庭，祝福我们的婚姻。
So let God bless us with a happy family and happy marriage.
也祝福我们所做的一切。
And bless all we do.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you.
谢谢主，你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you. You love us.
爱到底。
You love us deeply.
也供应我们一切的需要。
You supply, you provide us all our needs.
要我们不用忧虑。
You give us no worry.
让我们专心地倚靠你。
And ask us only look upon, focus on you.
我们再一次地献上感恩。
We give thanks to you again.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.How many of you have heard that before?
有多少人已经听过这以前听过这个信息
Raise your hand.
请你举手
Raise your hand real high.
把手高高的举起来
Okay, only a couple of people, or we're not admitting it right now.
或者是你不愿意承认
The only reason why I always say this is because when I hear something twice,
我之所以要问这个原因是这个原因。如果我听这个事情已经是第二遍了的话
I don't say it's a rerun in my life. I actually take it that.God is pretty gracious to me because I probably didn't get it the first time.
我觉得就是说这神特别的恩典也许我第一次听的时候没有听懂。
And if I begin to hear it more than two times,
如果听了不只是第二遍的话
then I really have to begin to ask the Lord, what are you trying to speak to me that I'm not getting?
我就会问神, 他说, 你要告诉我到底是什么, 我怎么到现在还没有听懂?
But just as we are closing out tonight,
就像我们今天晚上要结束的时候,
we want to still minister and pray to you for you.
我们要继续地为你祷告。
Why don't we all stand up?
请大家站立。
And just as Fred was sharing with us,
就像林峰良弟兄在跟我们分享,
there are some things that maybe some of you heard and you said, hey, that, I don't know if I agree with him or not.
有些人也有心里边想, 我不知道我到底同意不同意他的说法。
Or maybe you had this thought, I wish, okay, this, remember this, I wish somebody else, you know, you can think of who that somebody else was listening to this right now.
也许你在心里边想, 我但愿, 其他那个人, 那个人, 你知道那个人, 我指的是谁, 现在在听这个信息。
And you know that, I'm going to give you a little secret though. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you also.
那我要告诉你一个秘密, 其实这时候圣灵在对你说话。
But how important it is for us to have the right relationships in our marriage and with our children and with our families.
那么在我们的婚姻，在我们的家里边和我们的孩子和我们的夫妻之间这个关系对是多么的重要呢？
There is a testimony there.
这里边有一个见证。
You know, this is something we're going to do a little different tonight.
所以今天晚上我们要做一些不同的事情。
If you're one of those young people back there and your parents are here, why don't you go and stand by your mom and dad?
我们的年轻人，如果你的在这里，如果你的父母在现场的话，请你和父母站在一起。
Or if you're a parent and you know you have a child in here and they move kind of slow, you can move to your child also.
如果你做父母的，你知道你的孩子不太愿意动，他比较慢的话，你可以到你的孩子面前。
Maybe some of you parents, you do have kids here, or maybe you don't, but you look around and there's a couple of kids who are just hanging around by themselves, and you can adopt them.
如果你作为父母，你没有孩子在身边，你看见旁边有这么几个年轻人，好像自己在一起的时候，你就可以过去，今天就来收养他们。
I want you to hold hands right now.
我想大家手拉着手。
Especially if you are part of one family.
特别是如果你是一家人的话。
Some of you are hanging out around towards the back. You can move in a little bit. It's all right.
如果你在外面。 在后面的话，你可以到前面来，到里边来。
Maybe you don't have family, but you came with a group of people. They are your family this weekend.
如果你没有和家人一起来，但是和其他的人一块来，那么他们这些人这个星期就是你的家人。
There's a oneness of heart that the Lord wants to give us.
在有一个心意，神要给我们。
There's a healing that the Lord wants to give to us.
这有一个医治，神要给我们。
It begins in our family.
在我们的家里边开始。
And it moves from there.
从那里边走出去。
It begins and it moves from there and it touches others.
从家里边开始, 然后从那里边走出去, 要来触摸别人。
And as the Lord is doing this,
当神在做这样的工作的时候,
this is His desire in heaven seen on earth.
这就是要
Where husbands and wives are made right. Where children and their parent are made right. Where from there we can love our neighbors as ourselves. It sounds simple.
听上去很简单。
The truth is, many of our deepest hurts come from the people that we are standing next to right now.
但是事实上，最深的伤害是从和我们站在一起的那些人身上来的。
Some of our deepest disappointments are from them.
最大的失望也是从他们那里来的。
Some of our greatest failures we've seen have been from the people around us.
那些最大的失败。 也是从我们身边的人来的。
I want you to close your eyes right now.
请大家闭上眼睛。
Holy Spirit, we invite you.
圣灵，我们来邀请你。
We want relationships that honor you.
我们要我们的关系来尊荣你。
Lord, we have hurts.
主啊，我们受过伤害。
Lord, we have disappointments.
我们有失望。
But we know you are here to heal.
但是我们知道你在这里来医治我们。
You are here to make us one family.
你在这里要把我们成为一个家庭。
You are here to bring restoration.
你在这里要来修复。
To bring renewal.
复兴。
First, in our families.
先从我们的家里开始。
Lord, we pray for husbands and wives right now.
我们为我们的妻子、我们的丈夫来祷告。
We just pray the blood of Jesus over their marriages.
我们来祷告，耶稣的宝血就在这个婚姻之上。
We speak a hedge of protection around them.
我们来述说这样的保护。
That husbands can love their wives as Christ loves the church.
丈夫可以像基督爱教会那样爱他的妻子。
That wives can submit and obey their husbands.
妻子也可以顺服他们的丈夫。
And from that flow, Lord, as your river of the water of life flows through that relationship.
就像那个水流，在你生命河水的水流就这样流到这样的关系里面。
It will flow from there and begin to touch the children.
这个水流就要开始来触摸他们的孩子。
And we will see like what Malachi says that the heart of the children will return to the hearts of their father.
我们就可以看见像马拉基书说的，儿女的心就要转向他的父亲。
Lord, we are joined in hands right now.
我们主啊，我们现在手拉着手。
Because it is not about one person.
因为这不是一个人的问题。
But it is about how we are one family.
而是关于我们整个一个家庭。
That we are one body.
我们是一个肢体。
And that you are bringing your healing now.
你带下你的医治就在现在。
Let the fullness of your presence come now.
愿你同在完完全全的降临。
Lord, the hurts that we have.Our disappointments that we have,
我们所有的失望
the pains that we have,
我们的所有的痛苦
we leave them at your feet.
我们交在你的脚下
we leave them at the foot of your cross.
我们交在你十字架的前面
because you are Lord of our lives.
因为你是我们生命的主
we want to honor you.
我们要来尊荣你
put you above all others.
把你放在所有之上
so that we can love all others as you love them.
这样我们才可以像你一样来爱其他的人。
Just take a moment right now.
就在现在花一点时间。
It's okay. Just be silent and let the Lord speak to you right now.
就花一点时间让神向你说话。
This is what I want us to do right now.
我现在想做这样的事情。
If you are a father,
如果你是父亲的话
I want you to raise both of your hands up in the air.
我要你把双手都举到。
If you are a father, raise both of your hands up in the air.
把你两只手都举在。
If you see a father around you, I want you to turn around and lay your hands on them right now.
如果你看见父亲举起手来，我想转过来向他按手。
Let's release. Let's pray that the Father's heart flows into them right now.
我们来为让父神的心就像流到我们的父亲身上。
That our fathers can see with father's eyes.
让父亲能够看见，用父神的心。
So Lord, we bless the fathers right now.
主啊，我们现在来祝福我们。
We bless the fathers right now.
我们来祝福我们所有的父亲。
We bless the fathers right now.
我们来祝福我们所有的父亲。
That they will return to their rightful places once again in their family.
他们要回到他们家里正确的位置上。
That they will once again have the father's heart.
他们再一次要有父神的心。
That they will once again see with father's eyes.
再一次用父神的眼光来看
that there will once again be the Father's blessing released in this way.
再一次成为父神的祝福来释放出来
We ask that you release this now, Lord.
主啊，我们现在就求你来释放
Release this now.
来释放这个恩膏
Release this now.
释放这个恩膏
Release it now on this day.
在这一天就来释放
We proclaim our fathers are once again the head of our houses.
我们来宣告我们的父亲再一次是成为家庭的头。
And that we will honor our fathers.
我们要来尊荣我们的父亲。
That we will bless them.
我们要来祝福他们。
Just as Noah's two sons saw when their father was in shame, that they even walked in backwards to cover their father's shame.
就像诺亚的两个孩子看见父亲衣衫不整，他们就是倒着走来遮掩他们的父亲。
Lord, we confess.
主啊，我们来承认。
That often when we've seen our father's shortcomings,
很多的时候我们看见我们父亲的不足。
We have not protected.
但是我们没有保护他们。
But we have opened a way of shame.
我们打开了这个羞愧的路。
And Lord, we ask that you close that.
主啊，我们求你来关闭这个道。
That you heal that.
你来医治这个。
And that you once again restore that blessing.
再一次。求你来修复这样的祝福。
That the fathers will once again be the source of blessing.
父亲再一次成为祝福的源头。
We thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你。
We receive that blessing now.
求领受这样的祝福。
Once again, the father's heart.
再一次父神的心。
Give our fathers a revelation of heaven.
给父亲这个。天堂的启示
so that they can do your work here on earth.
他们现在可以在这地上来做你的工
so that they can speak the truth and identity into their wives and into their children.
他们可以向他们的孩子他们的妻子来述说他们真理和身份
that comes from heaven.
那是从天上而来的
We bless that, Lord.
主啊，我们来祝福这个
We bless that into them.
我们来向我们的父亲来祝福这样的
Lord, we who are fathers want to be better fathers.
主啊，如果你是一个父亲，想成为更好的父亲
Lord, we receive that blessing.
主啊，我们来接受这样的祝福
We receive that blessing.
我们来接受这样的祝福
We thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你
Pray this in your name.
奉你的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Now what I want us to do.
现在我们想要大家做的
There are lots of fathers in here.
有很多的父亲在这里
There are lots of fathers who can bless you.
很多的父亲可以来祝福你们。
As it says in 2 Corinthians 4:15, that you have many, you have 10,000 counselors, but very few fathers.
就像哥林多后书里边说的，你有很多的
辅导，
但是只很少的父亲。
You have very few fathers.
很少的父亲
Your blessing does not come from your teachers or your counselors.
你的祝福不是从你的老师或者你的辅导那里来的
It comes from your father.
而是从你的父亲那里来的
So receive that right now.
所以来领受
I want you, if you're not a father, just to lift up your hands right now.
如果你不是父亲的话，现在请你把手举起来
Lift it up like you're going to receive something.
举起来好像你要来领受什么
I'm going to ask the fathers that are around you look at those people who have their hands open because they want to be blessed so use your fatherly authority right now and begin to speak blessing into them
所以我想要我们的在座的父亲看见这些举起的手就用你父亲的这个权柄来向你周围的人来述说这个宣告这样的祝福
You do not want a blessing from me
你不需要从我那里来祝福。
You want a blessing from your father.
你想要的是从你父亲那里来的祝福。
Because his heart beats strong for you.
因为他的心是为你跳动的。
His love beats hard for you.
他的爱是为了你的。
Receive that father's love. Fathers, begin to bless the people around you.
领受这个从父亲那里的爱。父亲，请你现在就开始祝福你周围的人。
Let the blessing come down. Let the love come down. Let the restoration come down once again. Let the glory flow from the father into the children, into the wives, into the family.
让这个荣耀从父亲那里流到这个家里，流到妻子，流到孩子身上。
Now some of you do not have your father here, so some of you fathers, you need to make your heart just a little bit bigger and bless those who are not even your children.
所以有些人我们当中的父亲不在这里，所以我们这些做父亲的，让你的心变得更大一些，去祝福那些不是你的孩子的那些人。
Some of you who are children and you're saying, hey, there's nobody praying for me right now, go find a father.
如果上面有些孩子，如果你就是哎没有人为我祝福，那你就去找一个父亲来为你祝福。
It's okay.
没有问题的。
Some of you who here who are fathers are saying to yourself.Wow, I wish I had a father who would come and pray for me too.
有些做父亲的现在说哈，我希望我现在有父亲也来为我祷告祝福。
Then go find a father.
那你也去找一个吧。
Go find a father and ask him to pray for you, to bless you.
找一个父亲，求他来祝福你。
There is a power and a blessing. The Lord is present to do this right now. Do not let it flow past you.
这有一个祝福，这是一个从神那里来的流，不要让它，不要错过了。
Receive it right now.
现在就来领受。
If you want prayer and nobody's praying for you, just lift up your hands a little bit higher. Don't be ashamed. There's no shame in that.And if you're a father and you see somebody there with their hands raised up high, bless them.
如果你需要祷告，没有人为你祷告的话，就把手举得高一点，不要害羞。如果做父亲的，如果你看见周围有人把手举得高高的话，就去祝福他们。
The presence of the Lord is here right now.
神的同在现在在这里。
Some of you are being touched in powerful ways.
很多的人被这个神的同在大有能力的触摸。
Some of you don't realize there's healing coming into you right now.
有的人没有意识到这个医治现在正在你身上。
There is healing coming down upon you right now.
有医治现在正在流到你的身上。
There is new hope coming up in you.
在你里边有一个新的盼望。
There may be even revelation about why you are the way you are.
甚至于有关于你为什么是你现在这个样子的一个启示。
And it is not to speak wrongly or badly about somebody, but to let you know that the Lord's love and His hand has been on you this whole time.
不是说要告诉你有什么地方错了，而是说告诉你神是怎样的来爱你。
So receive that now.
所以领受，现在就来领受。
Receive that blessing.
现在就来领受这样的祝福。
Receive that blessing.
现在就来领受这样的祝福。
The Lord is doing something good.
神现在做很美好的事情。
If you are a father, bless those around you.
如果你是父亲的话，就祝福你周围的人。
There's going to be different kinds of prayer this weekend.
有不同样的这个周末有不同样的祷告。
This is going to probably be one of the only times you will have this kind of prayer.
但是这是今天这是唯一一个机会你有这样的祷告。
So don't let it go past you.
所以不要错过了。
He says, please pick up your children at this time if you have kids downstairs.
如果你有孩子在下面的话，请你去把你的孩子领回来。
Bring them back up here. Give them a big hug and bless them.
把他们带到这里来，给他们一个大大的拥抱，来祝福他们。
It says in Luke chapter 16.
在路加福音十六章。
Says when the prodigal son left.
当这个浪子离开家的时候
The father stood at the doorway every day looking for his son to return.
这个爸爸这个父亲在这个门口每一天都看着他孩子回来的路
And it says that when the son was far off on the driveway coming home.
但这是他说的，就是这个儿子还在很远的路上，在往家走的时候。
The father's eyes were looking.
爸爸的眼睛看着他。
And when he saw him,
当他看到他的时候，
says that he began to run.
他就说到他开始跑。
He began to run.
他开始跑。
He began to run.
他开始跑。
Until he met up with his son.
一直到他。遇见了他的儿子。
There was no shame.
没有什么羞愧的。
There was no bitterness.
没有苦毒。
There was no anger there.
也没有愤怒。
There was just a big hug.
那只有一个大大的拥
抱。A big hug.
一个大大的拥抱。
And then he started walking his son back to the house.
他开始和他的儿子一同走回房间。
And I can imagine he told every single person he met on the road, his servants, he said, "My son has come home."
我相信他一定会对他在路上遇到的所有人和他的仆人都说，你看我的儿子回来了。
You know what his next phrase was?
你知道他下一句话说的是什么？
Let's celebrate.
让我们来庆祝吧。
Let's celebrate.
让我们来庆祝吧。
So this is the way we're going to end tonight.
所以今天晚上我们要这样结束。
If you're still praying,
如果你还在祷告，
Let's pray.
继续祷告。
But I asked them, I want to celebrate.
但是我要告诉他们，我要来庆祝。
I think that there's got to be a joy when we encounter the fathers.
因为我们在遇见我们的父神的时候，应该有这样的喜乐。
We'll figure out the other problems tomorrow.
我们去对付那些问题，明天我们再来对付。
But today, as you stand with your fathers,
但是今天当你和你的父亲站在一起的时候，
whether physical or spiritual,
不管是天人的父亲或者是灵里的父亲，
Let's celebrate together.
让我们来一起庆祝。
Can we get some music, please?
让我们来一点音乐。